Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I am Nisha, and here on Nisha's Open Diary, I do story times. Not just any story time. Story times are true life events and things that I have experienced. Today's story time is about a crackhead who stole my bike. So without further ado, let's get into the story time. So, like many Christmases, I got some pretty nice gifts. And on this particular Christmas, my mother did her one too. She did it big. I was very happy with all the gifts I got that year. But among those gifts, I got a white mountain bike with pink designs and pink writing on it. I love that bike. I was 14. And at that point, I think I was in the 9th grade. And when the weather broke, I was ready to ride. I broke out my bike and I started riding that thing. And I used to be with my best friend every day. Like, we was like inseparable. Like, if you seen her, you was gonna see me. If you seen her come through the door first, trust me, I'm probably coming in right behind her. We was like that. And we just did everything together without fail. Either we were going somewhere, doing something together, or I was at her house or her family's house. Something. And most of the time, I'd walk to her house or her grandma's house where everybody would hang out at. Then, when I got my bike, I could maneuver and go places so much faster. So one day, I rode over her house to hang out, you know, chill or whatever. And it was a school night, and I stayed over there past the streetlight time, because if you know about them streetlights, you know what you know. Because streetlights meant get your butt home. So that's what happened. I stayed over there later, whatever. I should have already went home, knowing I had rode that bike over there. Because in the neighborhood that I lived in, like Debo did, I forgot the dude name on Friday, when Debo took the bike and then the train went by, and next thing you know, dude then got knocked out. He on the ground and Debo got his bike. Yeah, I'd have messed around and got my bike took. So I should have been took my butt home, but I didn't. So her mother ended up driving me home. And then my friend was like, can we put her bike in the basement? And she lived in a two-family house upstairs, and they shared the basement with the downstairs neighbors. So we put the bike in the corner. And I told her I'd be back for it the next day. But I ended up not going over there the next day. I went over there to get the bike like a few days after that. And I go a few days later than I originally said I was going to do. So, you know, I'm chilling with her for a little bit or whatever. Then I tell her I'm going home before it gets late like I did last time. So she like, okay, let's go in the basement and get your bike. So we go in the basement to get my bike. But when we go down there and look in the corner where I put it, it wasn't there. And she looks at me and she start laughing. And I'm just like, where's my bike at? And she's like, I don't know. I swear we put it right here, right? And so I'm getting irritated because she knew damn well that's where we left it. So we go upstairs, we ask her family, her mother, her brothers, her father, and then her mom pull her to the side and she talking to her and she says, I think your daddy took her bike. So, cause initially me and her was thinking that the neighbors downstairs had took the bike or something. So she then comes to me and said, she tells me that her father is on drugs and that he took my bike and that my bike was gone. And he had gone on what is known as a bender, where crackheads go missing for, you know, from their normal lives. And they be held up in a house for days getting high, I guess, until the money run out. And that's what he did after he sold my bike. He sold my bike so he could go get smoked out. And so then throughout our friendship, there were many times where he would disappear. And then I knew and they knew where he was. Understood at that point, didn't need to be discussed. So after it was confirmed that her dad had taken my brand new bike to get a fix, I hadn't even rode that bike that many times. I could probably count on one hand how many times. I probably ain't rode that bike more than 5 times. Like, no lie. And the crazy thing is, he knew my bike was put there. He knew it was his daughter's friend's bike. But I guess that crack was calling his name and he needed a way to get it. Because no one else was going to give him no money to get high. As far as I can remember, he did not work. Her mom helped the house down. And when my mom found out, she was upset. And she was like, either tell them to buy you a new bike or give me the amount of money I spent for it. And my friend kept telling me her mother was going to replace my bike. Her mother was going to give me the money for it. And then guess what happened? Weeks start rolling by. Nothing. Months start going by. Nothing. And in between time, my mother is still adamant about getting the money back for it. Because she like, no, I'm not letting that go. Because she know, as much as I know, that they wouldn't have let it go. If it was them, they would have been on that. And trust me, they'd have got the money back. Because they wouldn't have let it go. They would not have let that ride. And after each passing day, my friend stops bringing it up. And then those weeks and those months turn into years. And it was never brought up again. I didn't really care for her father much after that or his crack addiction. However, if you knew her family, you know that if the shoe was on the other foot and it was her bite, it would have been up. They wouldn't have let it go. They would have been ready to fight, argue, or whatever until the money or a new bike was given. In fact, I'm certain her oldest brother would have been the main one trying to get violent. And so some people might say, girl, why was you worried about a bike? You was about 14. You should have been getting ready to drive. That might be true. But guess what? I don't care. Because at that point, I wasn't getting ready to drive. And it mattered to me because my mother worked her ass off to buy it for me. And that's why it mattered so much to me. Her crackhead father took a gift that my mother worked hard to get me. And the other crazy thing is that her brother sold drugs. Yes, my friend's brother was a drug dealer. And him and his father would get into fist fights on several occasions when her father would go into her brother's supply. And when he would smoke up something out of his supply, they would get into it because her brother then had to cover the cost of what his daddy smoked. Because then that was going to cause him a problem with his supplier or whatever. And if you know how the drug game go, then you know that would have caused a whole big issue for the brother. So him taking my bike was just another means for him to get his fix and get half for the moment. I know it wasn't personal against me. He had an addiction. And what I know about crackheads is they don't care what belongs to who. It could have been his own mama's bike. And the outcome would have still been the same. Crackheads have one mission. One agenda. Get money to get the drugs to feed their addiction. Nothing more and nothing less. And that's basically what it is. And that's how her daddy ended up going in their basement and taking my bike. Because he had one thing in mind. To get the drugs he needed to feed his addiction. And this is the story time about the time that a crackhead, who just so happened to be my best friend's father, stole my bike so he could smoke. All right, story seekers, that is all for this episode. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary. and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.